Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm really just thrilled to have my next guest back with me. It's been quite some time since he has joined us. And that is because he needed to prioritize his family and a brand new baby that they had. And I'm so excited for that and so excited to have him back on the program today. I want to welcome back Daniel Greenfield. Daniel, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
It's very good to be back. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Daniel is a Shulman Journalism Fellow at the Freedom Center, an investigative journalist and a writer focusing on the radical left and Islamic terrorism. You can find him at Front Page Mag, and you can find one of his latest pieces in the blog section at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We're just getting that posted for you right now. And this one is really something. The title is The Powers on the Side of the Killers, Not Their Victims. And you demonstrate in here how absolutely horrific the legal system has become under this liberal left form of subjective justice. Can you talk to us about this particular case and just the horror of it?
So this is the latest death penalty case. It happened in Missouri. This was a monster who beat three people, two of them poor single mothers to death with a claw hammer. This is one of the worst murders imaginable. This happened back in the 90s. He should have been executed a while back, but every possible trick, every possible game was played to drag this out, and that meant that the family members of the victims repeatedly had to be taken through this. There were three trials. Each time they had to go to the trials. At one point, he was actually there. He was actually supposed to receive the death penalty. The family members were there. They thought this was over, but no. Each time, there were new tricks. There were new games being played. And every single gambit that they've used, and by that I mean the larger the pro-crime lawyers have used, was used in this case. They claimed mental retardation. This was a guy who committed a violent crime in order to rob a safe and a gas station, and then actually covered it up. So he was not retarded. They claimed that if he actually got the lethal injection, that he would going to seizures and he would suffer. You know, the lethal injection actually happened. Once again, there were no seizures. They claimed this in every death penalty case. And yet the media never actually tells the truth about it. The media repeats the same excuses without ever acknowledging that in the past those same excuses never actually went anywhere. And you've got really the people who are the victims who are still alive or the family members who have been dragged from this over and over again, whom the media repeatedly ignores while saying that this monster is the real victim here. And as the death penalty for him approached, you had everybody joining in. You had Democrat members of Congress. You had Pope Francis. You had all these figures appealing for his life, yet none of them even know the names of his victims, people like Mary Bratcher, Fred Jones, who himself was black. Yet they absolutely know and care a great deal about this monster who took a whole lot of crack cocaine and beat three people to death with a claw hammer.
It is, folks, it is an absolutely stunning piece on a crime that is atrocious. And, you know, this poor family of Mary Bratcher and the other three victims and her three children, who obviously now are grown children, have had to endure watching the individual who did this basically live on and on and on and on, when there was no justice that was served, Daniel. No justice that was served. And so when you watch something like this, you read something like this, I guess it's no wonder, right, that we watch some of the criminal activity. I mean, you think about what's going on right now. Those from January 6th that committed, quote-unquote, trespassing in an imaginary zone that was created and then the barriers removed, and yet the federal government is acting as though these people breached what has been a public space, not into the Capitol building, but on the Capitol grounds. And on the other hand, you have people who were burning down buildings, burning up city blocks, destroying businesses, economies that are not recovering in neighborhoods that were already suffering from a depressed fiscal and financial existence, and nothing's happened to them, Daniel. No trials, no arrests, magic wand waved. They're free to go on with their lives.
No, we've seen this all along. This is the dominant theme. There's a ridiculous double standard. It's not accidental. It's simply because the left is in charge and it decided that once it's in charge, the law should not apply to it. It should apply to everybody else. I mean, we see this with everything. We see these mayors who order everybody else to wear masks, but then they're caught not wearing masks. We saw this with the FBI investigations of Hillary Clinton and President Trump, where the Clinton investigation handed out immunity agreements and destroyed the hard drive. This is unfortunately becoming the routine, and this is what happens when you have a totalitarian system. It's one in which all the power is fortunately on the side of the people in power. And in this case, the people in power are the left. And along the way, they use the power to protect themselves, to protect their own agendas, but also the people they consider good people, and they consider criminals to be good people.
Well, and I think that, you know, it spills over as well. You've got another article that I'm going to, you know, share on my blog, and that is the bathroom harassment of Senator Sinema. And your title is "The Bathroom Harassment of Senator Sinema Was Funded by Leftist Billionaires." Talk to me about that and give us some background on what that situation is about.
Well, anybody who's involved in politics has encountered all these various so-called leftist grassroots groups that are operating in communities and states they claim to be very local. But the truth is these groups are staffed by the same rotating bunch of activists. So people who saw the really disgusting footage of left-wing activists harassing Senator Sinema in a bathroom in order to get her to vote for the whole $3.5 trillion disaster. These people, the lead woman who was identified, actually was in the Washington, D.C. area. She's not living in Arizona. But beyond that, when you actually follow the trail of all these organizations and find out which organization funds which organization, you end up with the same huge foundations. You end up with George Soros' Open Society Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and these huge organizations that have $40 billion in assets and that really fund and control the left. So the people who are doing this are not some sort of grassroots activists. They're not. There's not a disproportionate power between them and the politicians they're going after. The most powerful organizations in America are actually behind it. They're the ones with the power. They're the ones calling the shots. And our politics is run by them, and that's important for people to understand.
Well, I think the other piece that you bring out in this that's important to understand is how things like a $3.5 trillion budget have these nice little candy pieces in there that are going into the pockets of these left-wing billionaires, and they then turn around and use those funds against America and against Americans. And it goes on over and over and over and over again.
You know, since the whole you have to pass it to find out what's in it, this is at this point has become a cliche. Everything is like that. Everything is you've got to pass it to find out what's in it. And the numbers get bigger. $1 trillion used to be crazy. Now we're at $3.5 trillion. We're looking at a possible total of $8 trillion. So when you've got numbers this insane, nobody knows half of what's in it. But what we do know what's in it is ridiculously outrageous. You've got the IRS monitoring of bank accounts with $600 of transactions. You've got potential mileage tracking on everybody who drives anywhere in order to implement a mileage tax, which would be a key part of the whole Green New Deal and the entire imposition of a carbon footprint, which is tax you and track everything you do. Which is itself an integral part of a social credit system. You've got all sorts of insane giveaways there, like $250,000 electric car chargers for people who actually have electric vehicles who are on average wealthier than ordinary people. So you've got huge giveaways. You've got a lot of government power and abuses built into it, and these organizations are very driven to pass this stuff because it's not about hurting the rich, as the media and Biden keep telling us. It's not about taking anything from the rich. It's about taking away from all of us.
Well, and there's another piece, too, and this isn't something that you had written, but it was a piece that was passed on to me, and I've done some research on it, and it is factual, that I thought you might be interested in talking about, and that is that 18 ex-NBA players have been charged in a $3.9 million benefits scheme. And it ties into this. Because it's the BLM, it's these pro ball players that are running around talking about how hateful all the white people are, except that it's a lot of these same white people that are buying tickets that go to their games, that watch them on television, that basically have made them rich. And you know, they're not doing anything. $6 billion per year annually that NBA and NFL players get paid. Annually, that's yearly, folks, and they're taking knees, but they're not changing the lives of the communities. They're not going after the criminals, the drug dealers, the gangbangers, the prostitution, the pimps. They're not going after any of that. In fact, a lot of them are rolling with those guys. Daniel, it's disgusting, in my opinion.
That's completely correct, and I can tell you out here, when I venture into Beverly Hills and some of the high-end areas, that's where all these guys live. None of them go back to live in their old neighborhoods in the inner city, even if those neighborhoods are actually not so bad. They want to get away from those neighborhoods as fast as possible, and yet they want to virtue signal. They want to claim that they're the oppressed. And bottom line is these guys have a lot of money, and you know, the moment they get their hands on the money, they begin behaving in the most abusive ways. I mean, a financial scam is actually pretty nice compared to a lot of what they do, which is these guys have large crime rates. There are fights, there are sexual assaults. All this stuff is completely routine with them. And then they act like they're the victims with kneeling. They're not the victims. They're the abusers.
Well, and you know, again, as we mentioned in the first hour with David Horowitz, you know, the majority of Black Americans who are looking at this, who are living in a lot of these neighborhoods, are not saying, you know, defund the police. They're not saying, hey, we don't want any law and order here in our neighborhoods. They're not saying, I want my kid to turn into a crack dealer or my daughter to be thrust into prostitution or what have you. Man, these are good, solid, God-fearing American folk, and they are being, you know, victimized, if you will, by these other corrupt entities. And there are those that are out there attempting to usurp their message and pretend to speak for them when they don't speak for them at all. And so what we're trying to do, what I'm attempting to do here, what Daniel is doing as an investigative journalist is identifying who the real bad guys are, who the real bad actors are, and we're calling them to account to do something about these things that they are collecting money, pretending as though they care about, and yet doing nothing. A drop in the bucket, okay, is it. I mean, LeBron James is going to say, well, look at my community center. Yeah, but look what you're doing at your community center, because you're indoctrinating those kids to believe in racial hatred. And so you're not helping anybody, bud. Your thoughts?
You're absolutely correct. And, you know, again, when you poll black communities, they're the least likely to support police defunding. In places like Minneapolis, where they're pushing this, it's white people who are actually much more supportive of police defunding. Black people who live in these communities know how dangerous things are. And, you know, where we get the whole crackdown on crime thing, getting tough on crime thing, that was something that black communities, that black organizations actually, like the NAACP, demanded back in the day, going back to the 60s. The NAACP used to call for the death penalty for drug dealers.
And yet now you have a situation where, again, you have these mouthpieces that have usurped that. And it's important for us to give voice to that. We'll be back with more with Daniel Greenfield coming up. He is on Front Page Mag, by the way, and he also has his own blog as well. And we've got a couple of his stories up at our blog at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You know, how do we, Daniel, how do we? I mean, you're raising a youngster now, and obviously as a dad, looking ahead at society, looking ahead at culture, how do we get our kids to make these good and right choices as we move them down the road? Back with more right after this, Chosen Generation. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest, Daniel Greenfield, and you can find him at danielgreenfield.org. DanielGreenfield.org. Daniel, just a quick question. How has having a child changed for you, perhaps some of your, you know, just perspective? And I know you've always had a great perspective, but maybe it's, changed it in any way? Has that made any difference, do you think, in how you view, you know, what you're doing for America?
No, it certainly created an extra sense of urgency. You know, as time goes on, we have a greater sense of mortality, of fragility. And you think about what is actually going to happen, not just a decade from now, but 40, 50 years from now when you're not around anymore. And the second element is that it's created much more of a focus on culture. I've always been oriented toward looking at where the culture war is, the culture as driving America's politics. But, you know, with a child, and you're very quickly seeing the kinds of culture that is being pushed on them, how it's meant to change children, how it's meant to transform them, make them cynical, corrupt them, and that's something you really have a visceral reaction to.
It's really stunning, I think, you know, because I'm both a father and a grandfather, and you know, you really, to me, your eyes are opened in a different way when you experience parenthood and then grandparenthood, and like you said, the urgency is definitely there. We're about getting ready to about close, but today is Columbus Day, and I shared an article and a little bit of information from my friend Bill Federer that had written about, you know, why was Columbus sailing and the Islamic influence. I know you've talked an awful lot about terrorism and about what's going on relative to that, and you've written some great articles about Afghanistan. How much of a serious threat do you see Islam as to America and her sovereignty?
No, the terrorist attacks, the terrorist plots are going on all the time. The media just does not report it, or it reports it, but it buries it on page 43. I mean, how many people know that an Uber driver was just convicted of plotting to help the Taliban and stated that what he wanted to do before he died was kill some non-Muslims? I mean, I don't think any, maybe 1% of your audience is even aware that this just happened. And this is going on all the time. Every month there are new cases, there are new trials, there are new convictions. We just do not hear about it. Because the terrorists have not stopped trying to attack us. 9 out of 10 times they don't get through. Our law enforcement bravely stops them. So many of the law enforcement officers have put their lives on the line. This is one of the things that they're doing and getting spit on for doing. But the threat is there. Biden turned over Afghanistan to the Taliban. Al-Qaeda, which is there, is going to be the space in which to operate, and it is absolutely going to go back to attacking America. This is an urgent threat, and it's something we're not hearing about, Because the bottom line is our enemies, they believe 100% that Allah, that their God has told them that they have to kill all non-Muslims. It's something you hear in terror trials over and over again. They believe that they are on the side of their God and that they have to destroy Jews, Christians, all non-Muslims, and subjugate them to Islamic law. This is something that's been going on for over 1,000 years. It is not going to stop.
All right. Daniel Greenfield, thank you so much for being here. Daniel Greenfield has been our guest, Front Page Mag and danielgreenfield.org. You can read him there. I really advise you to sign up for his email. He's got some great articles that he puts out, and you can get them dropped right into your box. I'll be back tomorrow, folks. Remember, at the end of the day, we believers have to keep up this fight. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. I'll be back with you tomorrow.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.